Boker Tov, good morning, and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class will be for the success of our soldiers, Bezat Hashem, and also for the refuah shlema of all those that were injured in the war, and all those that are needed tefillot, we pray you with Dam and Yafa, Yafa ben Miriam, Yitzchak ben Yafa, Mimian Salam, Mimian Chalan, also for the returning of all of our hostages, Bezat Hashem, that should return home very soon with mental health, Bezat Hashem. Today we talk about most people. When they go after wealth, they go after wealth for the wrong reason. And he says here, "V'yesh min bnei adam kitot." There are certain classes of people she'inam mishtadlim liknot hamamon la'arbod mimenu el la'avad hakavod mibnei adam, who go after amassing a fortune for the honor they'll get from the public, for the honor they'll get from other people. V'la'asot lahem shem, and to make a name for themselves. Ve'ein maspik lahem mimenu shum davar. No amount of money in the world is enough for them. And this is behavior of foolish people. You're assessing what brings true honor in this world and in the world to come. Person, a lot of times, and I've seen this so many times, that a person, he gets misguided and misconstrued to think that the purpose of this world is in order to amass money, is in order to make money. I always explain, money is a means to get to a purpose. Money is not the purpose itself. Because if money was a purpose itself, then when you would make that money, you would be satisfied with it. You would be good with it. You're happy with it. But you need to use that money in order to bring the happiness. And you need to use that money in order to support your family. And so when a person is constantly thinking, I need to amass more and more and more and more and more, you realize that this is not the purpose. This is the means to get to a purpose. There's no end to amount of money that a person can make. There's no end. There's unlimited amounts of money in Hashem's world. But in our world, the more time you spend in that realm, just going after it for kavod, for a person's honor, is a lack of proper level of bitachon and Hashem. And he says, "V'gorim lahem ze." The cause of their mistake is the following: "Mashir roim mikvod ame haaretz l'anshei hamamon." They see the honor that the simple people who have a lot of money get. Person who is not so learned, ignorant person, but they have a lot of money. You see that they see the type of honor that they get, type of respect that they get. And I want to talk about a few stories that I've heard that are really disturbing and things that, you know, it's common that happens in today's society, in today's world, but it's really disturbing that a person has to overcome these. I heard a story once of a woman from a family who, they're not a wealthy family necessarily, but the woman was saying that the only way she'd be able to be in this specific friend group that she was in is if she's driving a specific type of car. She's driving a Range Rover. Otherwise, they won't accept her in the friend group. So the family needs to go out and start taking loans and start doing all different types of things to put themselves in a dangerous situation to have a specific type of car in order to fit into a certain type of friend group. Otherwise, they won't accept her. If that's what people are making their rankings, their realms of, this is how you can be part of our friend group, those aren't real friends. That's not how you make real friends. Real friends don't make you a friend of theirs because of what you have, but because of who you are. And so if you see someone is trying to befriend you because of what you have, run. And run as far away as you possibly can. There's people I know, firsthand, someone went around, he was trying to get a loan. He was trying to get a loan. And he was trying to, whatever, he was trying to get a loan. He was going around different people. And long story short, he came to a conclusion that he thought that some of the most wealthy people that he thought were the wealthiest of people that he knew, actually is just wealthy on the outside. They're pretending to be wealthy on the outside and they're not really wealthy on the inside. And I feel as though most people go through this struggle. And I don't mean necessarily only physical wealthy on the outside, but they pretend to be wealthy on the outside, but really on the inside they're so poor. What does that mean? What does the Pirkei Avot say? Ezu Ashir, who is a wealthy person? Hasameach bechelko, someone who's happy with what they have. You can have all of the money in the world, but if you're not happy with it, you're not wealthy. But you can have much less than that, but if you're happy with what you have, you are wealthy. Wealth comes with being satisfied, being gracious, being appreciative of what you have, being thankful for what I do have, not what I don't have. Not looking around saying, oh, but this person has that and I don't have this. And that's not what wealth is. And no matter how much a person has, you know, the Gemara says, person, he acquires 100 million, he's going to want 200. He acquires 200 million, he's going to want 400. When does that end? It's a never-ending cycle. So how do you become wealthy? You acquire X, be happy with X. You acquire X plus X, you would be happy with what you have. Don't be greedy. And this is a very important rule when going through life, is that a lot of people, they get greedy, they're looking up and always saying, why does this person have more and that person? There's always someone in the world who could have more. That's not how we define wealth. Wealth is not defined by what you have, but wealth is defined by how you address what you have, by how you look at what you have. So if you're someone that you are happy with what you have, you're grateful for what you have, you're satisfied with what you have, you can be a wealthy person with just what you have. But someone who's constantly looking, but I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I need this in order to fit in that group, and you are going to be miserable. You're going to constantly be looking for more. There were a few statistics I was listening to in a shiur last night from Rabbi Joey Haber. He said a few statistics which were mind-blowing. He said that, I don't remember the exact numbers, but he said that the amount of people in today, ever since 2010, that have increased in anxiety and increased in depression has increased enormous amounts. He said if you go back from like 1950, 1960s, every year, let's say a few percent of the world was increasing in anxiety. A few percent was increasing, meaning the world was increasing a few percent in anxiety every year. When it hit 2010, it jumped 100% in 1 year. What happened in 2010? Social media was created. When social media was created, the whole world now is going into this bubble where they spend, I look at some people's times that they spend on social media, they spend maybe the amount of time you could be sleeping, you spend on social media. You spend a good 10 hours a day on social media. And what are they doing the whole day? They're watching other people's lives. They're saying, look at what this person has, look what that person has. And you know the truth of it is that the person's life that they're putting on social media, that's the best part of their life. That's not their real life. That means they go through a full 365 days a year, the 10% of the year that's really unbelievable, where they're on vacations and they're showing this and they're showing that. That's what they're portraying. They don't portray the bad days. They don't portray the days where they woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Why don't they show those things? Because they want to keep you locked in and addicted to what they're doing. The amount of people who are so addicted to social media and how much anxiety and depression that that's causing, it's all wrapping in and tying into what I'm talking about. And that's this, is that a person is constantly looking at what other people have and what he doesn't have. But if you just look at what you do have and are grateful for what you do have, that is how you can bring the truest way of wealth. And this is exactly what he says. He looks at other people, their honor. He's looking at them on social media to covet what they have. And he's saying, I want to draw. He hopes to be able to draw to themselves some of that money that that person has. He sees this person has a lot of money. He says, wow, look at what he has. He has this bag. He has these shoes. He has this. And he gets wrapped in. And he says, ve'elu hiskilu ve'hevinu. Ve'elu hiskilu ve'hevinu. If only they were wise and understood. Ki ein becholtam v'lo gocham. It's not in your power. He says, lo latet v'lo limnoa el lemisha gazar lo abore etzlam. You can't give or withhold from anyone unless the creator of the world allows you to do so. Lo hayu mikuyam ez lezulato. He says they would not hope to anyone but Hashem. Don't hope from other people. You go start looking at other people. No. He says, "Wallahi ra'uy aslam lekavod." Nobody would be deserving of honor in their eyes because it's all from Hashem. Ela mishu yachaduhu yashchadahu haborei b'ma'alod meshubachot. Other than a person who the creator of the world has identified as praiseworthy qualities. He says, "Ra'uy ba'avuran lekavod haborei itale." Moshe Kadu, as the Pasuk says, Ki mechabdai achabed. Says, only the ones that Hashem values as someone you should honor and respect, that's a person we should honor and respect. And so a lot of times the person is going through this world, he's looking at other people and say, wow, look how honorable, look how he's like this, like that. He's lost, you're missing something. This is what the world wants you to believe. That's not true happiness. What majority of the world is portraying on social media as true joy and happiness, it's not. I was listening, I'll finish with this, I was listening to a podcast about a guy who was going in the lifestyle of becoming a big shot in Los Angeles, California. He was becoming a big shot producer and going on making movies and all different types of things. And he said, he was a Jewish guy. And he said, I went this route and I came to the realization that it's all nothing. He says, every famous person that I've met who's gotten to the top of the tops, he says, they're all depressed. He met one after another, after another, after another. He said, they're all depressed. And he said, I came to the realization. He dropped out, he left, and he went to Judaism. And he said, this is where the true joy is. When a person understands the Judaism that he has the connection to Hashem, the relationship with God, the creator of the world, what joy that can bring to a person. So to conclude, don't get lost in looking at what other people have. But let's be grateful for what we do have. And when you're grateful for what you have, and you're satisfied with what you have, then that will be the true joy that a person can attain in this world. Have a great day, everyone.